It's 8:56 and 27 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. And we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like mixed markets for us this morning. Crude markets up about 25 cents, and the dollar trade is up a touch. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system since the government's closed here today. Current price action, December corn is currently steady at 374 and a quarter. March corn is 384 and a half, down a quarter. And next December's corn is down a half at 402 and a quarter. Looking at the soybeans, January beans, 913 and a half, up 1 3/4. March beans, 925 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. And next November beans are 956, up a quarter. Chicago wheat for December is currently down 4 1/4 at 515 even. March wheat is 518 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. And next July wheat, 528 and a half, down 4 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March is 499 and 3/4, down 5 1/2. In July is 520 and 3/4, down 6 1/4. Minneapolis wheat down 2 3/4 basis to December at 585. And March wheat is 576 and 3/4, down 3. And next September is 594 and a half, down 2. Early livestock trade started mixed with hog losses about a half a dollar, cattle fading into negative territory in choppy trade. Things to watch, weekly export sales delayed until Friday due to the President Bush's memorial ceremonies today. In our view, China may re-enter the world corn market as a buyer. It's possible that they've chewed through some of their old and out-of-condition inventory and may want to acquire some better quality corn, especially since there aren't any tariffs on corn. Looking at the charts, breakaway gaps to the upside in both corn and beans. It looks like we're getting a little bit of follow-through. I don't have any short-term expectations as far as timing is concerned, but I do think that those chart breakaway points are valid. USDA supply-demand reports due out next week. U.S. carryout expected to be 1.738 billion bushels in a range from 1.7 to 1.79. Last month, we were at 1.736. Soybeans, 945 million in a range from 875 to 975 million. Last month, we were at 955. Wheat expected to be 956 million in a range from 924 to 984. Last month, we were at 949. Looking at world numbers, corn carryout supposed to be 307.6 million metric tons in a range from 304.2 to 310. 307.5 was last month's figure. Soybeans, 112.8. in a range from 110.8 to 114, 112.1 was last month's number. And wheat, 266.8, in a range from 264 to 270. Last month, we were at 266.7. Looking at world numbers, it looks like they're going to be trimmed just a little bit for Argentina corn and raised a little bit for Argentinian soy. Looking at the corn, probably going to be trimmed a little bit for Brazilian corn and maybe raised a little bit for Brazilian soybeans. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's 8:59 and 27 degrees. Still seeing some flurries out there this morning. Those should come to an end here later this morning. Sky's turning mostly sunny later today with a high of 35 degrees. West wind around 10 miles per hour, according to meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, down to a low of 28. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Some light snow likely, a high of 34 degrees. We're expecting less than an inch of accumulation tomorrow. Then for Friday, mostly sunny and cool with a high of 29 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 27 degrees at 9 o'clock.